Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, back at home, there are new rules out today from the Obama administration that aim to promote racial integration, to push city officials to look at data to see if there is racial bias, then set goals to change that. This is 47 years after the passage of the Fair Housing Act in 1968. But while that law banned outright discrimination, it also required towns to foster integration. And backers of these new rules say that never happened. But critics of the rules call this whole thing social engineering. Emily Badger of The Washington Post took a deeper look. And Emily, you quote Sherrilyn Ifill of the NAACP saying that housing discrimination is the unfinished business of civil rights. Now, there are things like redlining, not giving loans to minorities, that are clearly illegal. But these rules seem to be about something harder to pin down.
So this is fundamentally sort of the difference between stopping people from doing something bad and proactively getting people to do something good. And that second notion is really controversial. And effectively, you know, it's been very difficult to get the federal government and local communities to proactively try to create integration without more political will. And that political will has been absent for a very long time.
So what are the things that the government hopes these rules prod people, city officials, to do?
So what city officials are going to have to do is they're going to have to take a bunch of data and draw a lot of maps of their communities and look at, you know, where do the people with housing vouchers live? Where have we placed our public housing projects? How far away are they from good schools, from jobs, from public transit? And hopefully cities will have to reconsider how they zone land, where they build apartment buildings, where they build affordable housing. There are many communities in the country that have laws that make it incredibly difficult to build apartment buildings. And that effectively means that you can't have low-income people living in your community if you're not building the type of housing that they can access. So one of the things that HUD is hoping is that when communities look at these patterns and they see that segregation persists, that they'll start to change some of those underlying housing policies.
These hidden barriers, as you write.
Right, exactly. And a lot of these patterns, you know, if they're not hidden, they're very easy to ignore or they're easy to not talk about. And this rule is in large part about getting communities to start looking at them and talking about them and to effectively sort of stop turning away from segregation, as we've been doing for many decades.
Well, the critics of these rules say this is social engineering. That's pretty self-explanatory. But what about those who point to all black neighborhoods, for instance, even after decades of this housing law, and say that that means it's self-selection?
So this is a notion that's been entrenched in housing policy for a very long time. Blacks want to live with other blacks. Whites want to live with other whites. And there's a lot of research that suggests that, in fact, you know, no, this is not really true. Blacks, even more so than whites, are interested in living in integrated, more diverse neighborhoods than the places, in fact, where most of them live. So that sort of suggests that, you know, people's preferences are such that if they had more options, they would live in different kinds of communities.
Well, meanwhile, with these rules, HUD officials say they don't want to punish towns, but you seem to question whether or not they even can if they want to. You point out that withholding federal funds that for towns and communities that don't abide by the rules can be tricky. In the early 70s, George Romney, who was the father of Mitt Romney and the HUD director, tried to withhold funds to communities that fought desegregation. He was blocked by the Nixon administration. And today in modern times, that threat might not hold with a town that says, okay, we won't take your funds.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, the primary leverage that HUD has is that it doles out billions of dollars every year to local communities for affordable housing, for community development, for things like, you know, paving roads and taking care of your sewer system. And its leverage here is to say, you know, if you're not going to go along with this, if you're not going to abide by the Fair Housing Act, you know, potentially what happens in the worst case scenario is we withhold that money from you. But what is quite likely to happen and has already happened in Westchester County, New York, for example, is that communities may just say, you know what, we don't want the money. You know, we would rather not have community development block grant money than welcome the federal government into decisions that we locally make about how to build our housing, what kind of housing to build. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't know how many communities are going to decide that, but I suspect that there will be a fair amount of them.
Well, look, this comes at a time of civil rights moment in the U.S. between questions about police use of force and Confederate flags. You've spoken to activists who say that housing plays into that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this rule has been delayed for many years, but I think ultimately it's coming out at this very fortuitous time because housing fundamentally gets to the heart of the opportunity that you have in your life, because where you live dictates where you get to go to school. It dictates the level of violence that children are exposed to. It dictates the jobs that you have access to. And so HUD has argued, and advocates have been saying this for years, you know, that fair housing is fundamentally at the core of providing equal opportunity and sort of achieving greater racial progress in America.
That's Emily Badger, Washington Post reporter, on the new rules targeting housing segregation. Emily, thank you.
Thanks for having me.